Our meditation for reflection today is titled Help from God. My father was driving once in the evening on a deserted dirt road when suddenly his car stopped. This car was an old manual automobile that he only used for short distances because it was not in very good shape. It had rained that evening and the entire road was now a clay stretch, which made matters worse. He got out of the seat to the side of the car and realized that the car tires were stuck in the mud and would not budge. There was no one inside to help him push the car. Though a retired mechanical engineer, he was really at his wit's end with this one. He simply cried, "Help me, Lord," and got back into the driver's seat. He started the car again and it responded. Thankfully, he was able to get out of that sloppy slide and get home safely. When we read through the Bible, we encounter numerous accounts of people whom God had helped. Nehemiah, Ezra, Daniel in the den, the Hebrew boys in the fire, the widow of Zarephath, etc. If God has pledged to help us, we really need not fear. The ripple effect of the war between Russia and Ukraine has hit many countries hard, especially those in the global south. I'm currently filling the fuel tank of my vehicle for more than twice the cost of what I did a few years before. With this, and without a good source of income, it's easy for you to get panic-stricken. The psalmist offers us hope when he says, "I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging bread." Psalm 37, verse 25. There is no one who has ever cried out to God for help whom he has forsaken. When agnostics think about God, they think of a supernatural being who was not bothered about the world he created. This is far from the truth. God is near to all who call upon him in truth. God's help to us includes his gift of salvation. Sin not only separates us from God, but also breaks his heart. He made a way of escape for everyone who wants to come to him by offering salvation to all who believe in his son Jesus. You can accept Jesus as your savior today by saying this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to save me from my sins. Please come and live in my heart and make me a new person. In Jesus' name, amen. I would lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, "He will not suffer my foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth me, he would not slumber no sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shield, upon thy right hand. For the sun shine not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, all of my help cometh from the Lord." Song by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Find the song at the spot indicated below. You may also want to read Trust and Obey. If so, kindly click on the link as shown. Our scripture for reflection today is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Today's encouragement has been brought to you by Floodlight Daily. Do follow Floodlight Daily on our social media handles at Floodlight Daily on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Pinterest. God richly bless you. Shalom.